Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Klausam Mazayin, and we're finishing off Simeon Yud Beis. So the Chayyadim introduced a scenario where the child does not have the money to support the parent, but he has enough to live on for today. And the question is, if he shares what he has to live on for today with the parent, so he will have for today, but he won't have for tomorrow. So he wants to go to work and not to service of the parent, in order not to have to ask for stoka in the following day. So Chayyadim said, in that situation where he has what he needs for today, and he's only working to be able to have for tomorrow, and he has an opportunity of kibud aveim, he should do the mitzvah of kibud aveim for today, and he'll deal with tomorrow. If tomorrow he needs to be chayyad l'psachim, he will do so. And that's where we left off. Now the Chayyadim continues, he says, if the child does not even have enough to live on for today, so he wants to go to work to produce the money he needs to live on for today. If he doesn't go to work and takes care of the parent, he'll have to go and have to ask for money himself. So he has an opportunity to work today and support himself, or take care of the parents, and then ask for a handout. In that situation, he's not mechuyev to take away from his work and thereby need to go and ask for alms. And it's not necessary more to fast that day. So therefore, he's relieved from the chi of kavod begufa that he has for the father. He's mechid to mechaber the father begufa because he needs to go to work. And so now, translating this into practical terms nowadays, we don't live in a society where a person basically makes the money each day for that day. The person has a job, and the job gives them a salary. You're not paid by the day, etc., in the average scenario. So the person can assume that if by being mechaber at the parent, he will lose his job, even though theoretically he has what to live on now, that's the equivalent of not having what to live on, because that's an ongoing source of pranosa. That's like what he needs for today. Because each day that is the work is done over multiple days and multiple weeks, etc. But each day that each time he's paid, the payment is for the overall job, not for that specific days that he's working. Where he has a job for the year and he's paid X amount per year, and they divide up the salary, the payments over 24 or 26, whatever the number is. So that's a different type of a situation than that Chazal we're dealing with. So that would mean the child would not be mechuyev to leave work to go to mechab at the parents and jeopardize his position at wherever he's working by doing kibud aveim. Okay, now the Chayyadim, but again, you see from this, the Chayyadim, how far he takes the concept of the mitzvah, and it's not his own points, this is points which he based on Chazal, how far we take the mitzvah of kibud aveim, that even though we say kibud aveim is mishal av, that there are many times that the child is mechuyev to take some level of the financial responsibility. There's a famous story with Reb Chaim Brisker, or some say with the Brisker Rav, so I'm not sure who it actually took place with, that a person, the father asked the child to come visit. It would cost the child money to travel, to get to the parent to visit. You have to take a train. The child asked the father for the cost of the trip, and the father said no. So the child asked the Chaim Brisker or the Brisker Rav that since Chazal said that Kibud Av V'Em is Mishel Av v'lo Mishel Ben, he's not Mechuyev. The child is not Mechuyev to lay out the money to travel to visit the father. That would be mean. It would be a chiyuv mishal ben of the child. The father's mechuyev to pay for it, and the father refuses to pay for it. The child doesn't have to go. So Reb Chaim said, he's sort of correct. He's not relieved from going. He has a chiyuv to go visit his parents if that's what the covenant for the parents is. However, he's not mechuyev to lay out money for that purpose. He should walk. If he chooses not to walk because it's more convenient for him to travel by some type of transportation, so that's not for the parent, that's for the child. That's for the child's convenience. So yes, he's mechuyev to lay out that money. So you wouldn't argue if it's part of the Kibud Av V'Em to visit a parent, so we should ask the parent to pay for the gas. Because I'm a mechuyev to lay out any money. Like any mitzvah, you have a chiyuv to lay out money. You have a chiyuv to spend money for that mitzvah. Now, the chiddush over here is that we would have thought that part of the mitzvah itself is the outlay of the money. And we'll clarify this more, Bessas Hashem, in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.